W.F. Howes presents an unabridged recording of SAS, Duty Before Glory, the true World War II story of SAS original Reg Sea Kings by Tony Rushmer, narrated by Jonathan Keeble. Author's Note. There have been countless times during the research and writing of this book that I wished I could sit down and chat just once with Reg Sea Kings. I would have loved to pick his brains on the detail of some of the big moments from history in which he was involved. However, it was my good fortune that Sea Kings recorded many hours of audio that are held by the Imperial War Museum. In the same vein, he also filled a series of notebooks with reflections on the Special Air Services operations in North Africa. These handwritten accounts proved to be an absolute treasure trove of information and give valuable new insights into early SAS operations. The audio reels and private papers have provided the framework for me to write in depth about Sea King's war years. But to provide context for his involvement in SAS operations, I have conducted extensive research at a series of archive centres to try and put together the pieces of the jigsaw more than 80 years after events occurred. Also, I have studied many books, not least the original SAS War Diary held by the SAS Regimental Association. This unique volume is a collection of reports, orders, letters and photographs documenting the regiment's war years. I've read autobiographies written by soldiers involved in the events they describe, and enjoyed a long list of SAS-related works by other authors. One of the most illuminating sources was SAS legend Mike Sadler, whom I was privileged enough to visit a number of times. What became evident to me through the research process is that on occasion it is difficult to be categoric about exactly what happened and when. I realised that accounts can differ in terms of details and timelines. Hence, I have attempted to present events as diligently and faithfully as possible. If I have made any errors in doing so, I am happy to be notified to enable corrections to be applied to future editions of the book. I am very grateful to all those who have supplied material to assist with my work. I have taken considerable time requesting the appropriate permissions, albeit this has presented the odd challenge. Every attempt has been made to ensure all sources for written content have been listed in a chapter-by-chapter breakdown at the end of this book. I would be pleased in future editions to address any omissions or mistakes. Sea King's handwritten notes were a great asset when it came to documenting his first days in the SAS through to the
sample complete. Ready to continue?